And a warm welcome once again to episode 10 of Bits and Pieces with your Rob Allen.
And I'm Stu Pryke.
Ably assisted here with the inimitable
Kay Rawbone.
Get my medal, as we may say. Yes, and Kay's just back from the Antipodes as well, aren't you?
So I am.
And we're going to be talking about that later on. Yes. There's mega news coming up. Fair to say that we're not just EB Haven's podcast Bits and Pieces. We're also known as the Yacht Club of the Year 2025.
Absolutely.
Now, fantastic. How did this happen, Rob? Because you know a lot more about this than I do, but apparently this was something to do with the whole business of the China Shanghai event and Lily Zhu coming up with a collective gathering of whatever the data was that brought us to the fore of the Yacht Club for the Year.
Yes, and so our club was one of several clubs that was nominated. We were put into a panel of 20 people who were voting. Our contact up in Shanghai, who's been in charge of running this award for over 12, 13 years now, up at Shanghai International Boat Show, the Marine and Boating Awards, and they were looking for active clubs with a really good ethos and community, and our club was nominated, and we were nominated for Sailability Hong Kong's impressive work, as always. Youth development,
yep.
And how we've opened our doors up to not just members of the public, but members of China coming down to our regattas and events. And so, we were voted Yacht Club of the Year 2025, which is
an accolade, isn't it?
It's great, and it's just really good recognition for all the hard work that's gone in from many, many people involved in the club. So, well done, Hebe Haven Yacht Club.
Yes, well done.
Yeah. That's collective, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the whole thing.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, and now, the connection with China, we've been approached over the last few weeks, and again, 2 days ago by China to start sailability up there.
It's great. Well, that's a result, because I think that visibility into the mainland is key, isn't it? And it's great as we're going to be talking about the buzz with water sport development and where we're going with youth development programs and schools, hopefully that's going to go even further into that system. So only was it the Asian Marine and Boating Awards, hopefully it's going to be something a little bit further with school supports awards and everything else with sailing.
So, absolutely. Yeah, there's lots of exciting things to look forward to in part of this restructuring at the club as we look into 2025.
There's a lot of restructuring going on, and we've got to mention that, but we're going to leave that to episode 11, aren't we? So I think it's fair to say that we've got to pack in a lot, actually, team, haven't we, in 22 minutes today. So without further ado, let's get going with a little bit of action coming up from Rob, I think.
Yeah, so obviously it's been a busy few weekends that we've had in the last couple of months. Hebe Dragon's race team's been rebuilt, so it's been fantastic to see that we've got 46 sailors now signed up for Hebe Dragons.
That's great news.
They're training in 29ers, the Ilka, formerly known as Laser, and of course the three Optimus race teams, the Main, Intermediate, and the Green Fleet. So to get 46 sailors signed up, confirmed training, racing every weekend, I'm so pleased. It's created a great buzz to complement what Sailability Hong Kong have already got, so really very happy with that. And the Dragons are just flying under J-War. We've got all the team parents that are helping out, so it's just a really good feel factor. 2 weekends ago, we went up to support a local regatta, Taimei Took, and it was the Taimei Took Fun Optimist Regatta. We took 20 sailors over, and it was just an excellent event to be involved at the local government centre. And then this Saturday, we've got 18 Hebe Dragons going to Thailand, Pattaya, Royal Varuna Yacht Club Easter Camp.
Excellent.
So we've got our Ilka and Optimus teams going down. So it's very exciting. And then they're all just getting packed up as we speak.
Excellent. And now, accurately, it's for training, isn't it? There's no regatta events, per se, where Hebe is competing. Is that fair to say that?
No, because what's happening is the guys are going down to Royal Varuna, and they've got their 9-day training camp.
Yep.
4 of the Hebe Dragons will head south for 4 days to the Thai Nationals.
So
they'll be flying the Hebe flag, and they'll be taking part, and then they'll go to the camp before and after for the days that they're not taking part in the Nationals. So it's really good. It's really good to see down in
Reportage Zatiha. On that, on hopefully by episode 11.
Yes, we'll have a good update on how the team went and all the details of their fun trip down to Royal Varuna.
Well, maybe only some of those details, but they are all under 15.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Right, cool.
So yeah, that's what's happening on the race training. As we evolve, we're looking with new creative ideas, and we've teamed up with Kay and the Sailability guys.
Yep.
And we've teamed up with the Little Palm Beach race team and management team. So every Saturday we have got Dinghy Race Club happening.
It's lovely.
It's a new product that we've put together, but we have anywhere from 40 to 66 dinghies so far that have taken part. Yeah. And that's afternoon racing. Members are welcome to hire the club boats, come and join some fun club racing, and then there's a social barbecue at the end of the day with some prizes. So
what I loved was the range of ages, where you've got the young Optimist sailors and then you've got the dads on the Fusions.
Yes,
and
very cool.
That one day was just superb for me.
That worked very well. The kids loved racing at the start line with dads and mums against them in the Fusion fleet. It was very cool to see, and it reiterated out the importance of club racing and families involved.
Indeed,
not
just
the kids.
And that's going to include the VX1 as well, isn't it?
The VX1 is doing great. Yep. They're going out, and we've got new helms getting approved to be skippers.
Good.
We've got the boat racing in the sports Boats Champs recently organised by Royal Hong Kong, our club races.
Good.
And then the Hebe Dragons performance race team are taking the VX1 out with the 29er and rotating, so that has been going very well and very popular.
I noticed on Saturdays the 29ers are being very well used, VX1 as well. There seems to be a little inter-competition between both those boats. Talking technical, if members listening to this now, what would they have to do, especially dads and mums that want to convert onto the VX1?
Well,
is it a tough course or not?
No, we've got everything from joyrides to one day race day experiences to actually doing a 2 day course. So depending on what involvement you want, if you just want to go out and have a blast on a club race, then it's absolutely fine. You can sign up, and we've got all the information on our website, and it's designed financially to make it active for the members.
Right. That's excellent.
And that's also, and they can, and the club will provide the trapeze as well.
So the VX has got no trapeze.
Okay.
But the 29ers do. And the youth team have been using the 29ers, but they are available if members want to come and have a go. So contact me at the sailing office and we can arrange for that. But the VX1 has absolutely been very popular for the adults so far.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. So if you want to have a real good blood, listeners, get out on those 29ers. And then if you're a little bit sort of conservative, maybe the VX1 to grow into a 29er. Yeah. Okay, great news. So now we're talking about the awards and the community for the Saturday on the 12th of April, the prize giving awards.
Yeah.
A little bit more about that before we start talking about the Antipodes. And
So this Saturday we wrap up our Monsoon Spring Saturday race series.
Yeah.
And when we were presented Yacht Club of the Year award by Lily Zhu, our honorary member, she was there to receive the trophy. She is bringing the trophy to the club this Saturday for the prize giving, because she'll be racing on the VX1
Even better.
The club's final race day. And so it's very apt that she's here as the recipient to pass this on to the club officials and flag officers at our event this Saturday. Also, we'll be not just giving out the race day results from this Saturday, but the overall results from the Monsoon Cup, which is the winter Saturday and the spring Saturday series, Cox Sprague scoring combined. And we've also merged this with the Sailors Awards, who are appropriate to the yacht racing guys. So we've got Volunteer of the Year, Boat of the Year, and some Sailors of the Year being recognised for their achievements and involvement in the club in the last 12 months. So lots of recognition. If you're looking for something to do, come and grab a burger, have a beer, and come and support the winners at the Sailors Awards and prize giving this Saturday the 12th.
Excellent. So put that into the diary. So it's this Saturday. Volunteer of the Year, that's always an interesting one, isn't it? Because this is not done particularly by merit from the members. This is done by the staff, isn't it?
And so we have got criteria where we look at the members, we record how many hours that they come down and get involved, and of course the impact that they have, not just on those days as well. So we're not going to announce the winner here, but we know who it is.
That's good news.
And that person is a very worthy winner. Again.
Enough.
That's enough said.
Okay, that's fine. So, listeners, if you want to volunteer, listen, we do have posters out there at the moment.
Yep.
So the volunteers are key for this club, as they are for any yacht club. And I think Sailability, you'd agree with that one as well, wouldn't you?
Oh, very much. So
absolutely key.
Be who we are without our volunteers.
Exactly. Yeah. So don't hold back. Come out. And, you know, if you see Rob, Kay, or any of the staff and team from Gen Con, just throw your hat in the ring and help.
If you want to come and drive a safety boat, if you want to come and go onto the committee boat and help out, take pictures, hoist flags, sound horns, everything, it's really fun.
Race management.
And yeah, the race management is a really great way to be a volunteer and give something back to the club.
Yes.
But also, you'll meet other members, and there's some amazing members here. Yeah. It's a very cool community. So come and get signed up.
It's cross-fertilizer membership, which is brilliant. And then as far as the volunteering on Hebe 1, the race officer courses, that's something as well that we do every now and again throughout the year.
We host the Hong Kong Sailing Federation race officer courses, as do the other clubs as well. Designed at getting club race officers and just people familiar with race management, so they feel confident.
Yeah. And it's a great way to get on the water. And after all, a good day on the water, even a bad day on the water,
is a good day on the water.
Yes,
for sure.
Alrighty. So you're going to be looking this Saturday, yacht racing overall results, spring of the winter series, Sailors Awards Voluntary of the Year, and then down to you're going to be talking about sailing schools as well, aren't you, Bob?
Yeah, I mean we're reaching out to the members actually. So as we relaunch our Sailing for Schools, any parents who's got kids at international or local schools, I'm looking for contacts. If you'd like your kid's school to start sailing, we're here, we're looking, and so it's even better if we've got a contact through members and the community to introduce us to the teachers who are key to making this happen at the schools.
So, and after all, you can get credits on the IB programs, I believe, for sailing.
Yes.
Well, even community sailing
as well. And volunteering for the kids.
And volunteering as well. So
there's lots of ways that the schools can be involved. And
so even then, if people want to come and volunteer for Sailability,
exactly,
we can sign them off for their CAS programs and things like that.
24-hour race, Sailability, race management, general duties like clean pack shower one day and then later in the year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to get points and signed off by the school students.
Yeah. Don't hold back.
Get involved.
Front forward. Yes, indeed. So, sailing for schools.
Yeah.
Summer camps we're talking about as well. We've got the Easter camp.
So Easter camp's currently taking place at the minute, and we've still got spaces left for next week's Easter, and of course all the summer camps as well. And so, if you've got anyone that's still looking for an activity next week, we've got fun sailing, certificate courses, and of course race training as well. So get in touch with the sailing club and we can organise nice activities for your kids.
Okay. Now, listen. I tell you what, this is since Rob Allen came on board, bits and pieces, ladies and gentlemen, we do have scripts. And I'm looking at the script here, and I'm actually talking whilst Rob was online, and going live, the red light was on, and I'm going, hey, what does this mean? So, Hong Kong AYP, Kate, I can't read your writing. What did you say?
Well, the Hong Kong Award for Young People.
That's the one,
That Nesbitt Centre, when I was there, it took me years to get special needs students to be able to access this course, and it's the Hong Kong version of the Duke of Edinburgh.
After
1997, it's an internationally recognised award, and I introduced Rob and Mike Sharp and Aaron to this and thought it would be good to have it run through the Sailing Centre to add to the Sailing Centre's sessions and things.
Yes.
So it's applicable for kids from 13 upwards. They do two schemes, but I can hand over to Rob.
Yeah, and it's just a really exciting additional pathway that schools can interact and be involved with the club and the community. And if we can get the schools to buy into taking this fantastic award for the young people, then we can keep them here, we can develop them over time. This is not just a 1 week where they're going to come and be involved with the club. This is longevity. This is long-term partnership with the schools and personal youth development for the students that come and take part. And from what I've seen and what I've heard and the presentation from the Hong Kong AYP team, this is positive stuff. And I'm excited.
It's very positive.
Very excited to be involved in this. So.
And this is a certificated program that at the end of the particular program, they get certificate,
bronze,
silver, gold. Right, so it paradigms off.
It's the Duke of Edinburgh.
Okay, brilliant.
But they've bought in now an early one called Green Bird. So those kids that aren't eligible to join at 15, so this is sort of 13 to 15 year olds. So that's a slightly modified down version of what it is, but it's getting them used to doing things like sailing, taking up things, volunteering, camps, which we can arrange through the club here. So it's more work, you know, more introduction for the club.
So that green level is a taster for
it's
what they can do.
Younger,
sort of, so they dip their, you know, metaphorically their foot in the water and sort of get used to it.
Okay. Yes, it's
so,
very, very good skill.
Yeah. Very productive.
Yes.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So
times.
More from that from Cell Training Centre if you want to get involved.
And we'll
it's not quite up and running yet.
Not yet. We're just in the final process. Okay. We've just become an official unit user centre.
Which Hunter and Zoe got through very quickly, didn't they?
It is. I was amazed at how quickly we got approval. So that's really exciting as the first yacht and sailing club to be involved in this
too. Good.
So yeah, well done everyone who's been involved in that behind the scenes.
Yes, well done. And so from Hong Kong and Hebe Haven Apache 01, we can move down to the Antipodes, south of the equator, where Kay Rawbone was luxuriating with her barbecue and prawns and everything else.
We had an amazing time. We met up with many people that we'd met over the years. But what was good, we had five sailors funded by Hong Kong Sailing Federation and LCSD. So we had...
That's fantastic support.
Yeah.
Really
we had the Liberty support, we had single support, we had doubles for an intellectually and intellectual impairment with a buddy. And then we also had another four sailors who self-funded themselves to go. They were self-funded.
So
we had a team of nine sailors.
And support?
And supporters. There were 15 altogether.
Wow.
Of us that went down there. And one of our volunteers, Andrew, our media, he supported himself to go. He wanted to see. And if you talk to Andrew, he's just overwhelmed with what he saw. I mean, the differences in people's lives, the challenges that you see, it's a real eye-opener. And the boats that we use, they had four classes of boats. They had the 2.3s. 303s, the Liberties, and the Scud.
Yeah.
The Scud isn't in production now, but it's an old Hansa boat that is a two-man boat. But Chris is working on another two-man boat that may become a Paralympic boat. But this is all leading up to inclusion again in the Paralympics. But for Fu, he had a hard competition again, because if you remember back in October last year, he won the Asia Pacifics, which is the Hansa Asia Pacifics, and he won in the same class. And he beat a guy called Charlie Weatherall. Charlie Weatherall is an able sailor. So because Charlie knew that Fu would be racing again this year, he's been practicing from October to March in his own liberty, hoping to win. And Fu just pipped him. It was really close this year. There were days the weather wasn't great.
Mm.
So we had short days of racing, but Fu got it.
Did he get it on the count back?
It was on the count back in the end.
It was just on right on the edge, wasn't it?
Yeah. Same points, count back, last.
He'd had,
best
he'd
result,
had three
last race.
He'd had three firsts.
So what a result. How old's Charlie?
Oh.
Is he a young guy?
Well, he's a cattle farmer. He's a very fit guy.
Okay.
It's not that he's not fit.
Yeah.
No, but it was just meeting people and seeing how many people there have really severe disabilities and are out on the water joining in. And, you know, we're going to do some different filming, I think, now to show how these people actually get into their boats. You don't see it. When they're in the water, you do not see what's happening. But when you
transferring
see
in and out of the boat.
Taking limbs off.
Oh, there's a huge support team required to make this happen.
It is so, so... Oh, I don't know. But
the photos looked amazing at the club. Was it Royal Water Yacht Club?
No, it was the Royal Prince Alfred.
The Prince Alfred
and
Club.
And they were amazing.
So for the Australia Files, where is that exactly?
It's Newport. Near Sydney.
Okay, near Sydney.
Yes.
Okay. And the weather you had at the time, you said the weather was a little
very
bit...
very changeable.
Yeah, so
very,
strong
very
gusts of
on the
rain.
Last day, there was no racing on the last day. It was very strong gusts of rain.
Oh, really?
But other times...
Fu Yun Wai must have been happy there was no racing on the last day.
Yes, he was. He was very happy because everybody knew the day before what was happening. Because they weren't racing. They'd had their last day on the 30th.
Yeah.
On the 29th, they'd had their last day. But everybody was great. And Charlie said, I don't like being beaten. He said, but he's my friend and I don't mind losing to friends.
Champion. That's the way to
that's,
do it.
That's good on board, isn't it? So for those who want to link in to knowing what those boats are, because many of the able sailors are not that familiar, particularly new members, they go onto Sailability into your newsletter, which is...
Yes, they can go onto the newsletter, then go onto the website,
and then onto
Facebook,
the website. Okay. You can and have a reminder for the website, Kate, it's sailability.co.uk.
Org.hk.
Sailability.co.hk. Okay. Newsviews.org. Yeah, newsviews, items of interest, yes. Particularly that Australian one, and where Y had that amazing result.
No, he did. Yeah. It was just so good for us. And we also had a win in the intellectual impairment. We came second in that division with Leo, who is now 21. He's been sailing with us since he was 8. He was jockey club Soro school when he started. Yeah. Didn't even want to get in the boat to start with.
And his assistant, Joel.
Joel is the helper.
What a great guy he is. He has been so amazing during this process in the last few years.
His brother, Leo's brother, Cole, he sailed with Joseph, who is also part of Sailability. He's an SEN. Mm-hmm. They all took part in the new classification system to help with the introduction into the Paralympics, which was done there. So we're going to be working with them, and also we're going to look at, from Hong Kong, to look at a universal sort of log for deaf sailing, and also to help with the blind sailing and adaptations that can be made for them on the Bleep system.
And you're part of the steering committee for this as well, aren't you, I think?
I'm the chairperson now, and I didn't ask to
You've taken that on board.
This. I didn't ask
You reluctantly
to
took
this.
That step and...
I was told my position. I am the chairperson of the World Sailing Parasailing Committee.
Woohoo!
Which is great. It's great for Hong Kong.
I feel underdressed.
I was going to say, what lady of myself? I'm completely underdressed. Dear.
But I think it's been recognised that what we do in Hong Kong is different. I'm very passionate about Asia and growing things in Asia. I've actually got a meeting tonight with ASAF, with the growth for ASAF tonight.
Well, didn't Richard Percy, when he was over here, didn't he say that your sailability program is the most active and biggest in the world?
I think with him, I think we are with what
definitely Asia.
We do. Definitely Asia.
Yeah, the numbers are unbelievable. They're always blown away at the RYA head house about the numbers that you send in.
Yeah.
And so, well done, Sailability Hong Kong.
No, thanks again for Hebe for having us and making it happen.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We synergise, don't we? We're sort of linking in even more.
I think it is. And I think now, again, that Rob's back. We started Sailability together.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob understands. We've now got Rex involved with the little programme we have at Shelter Cove.
The Optimists.
Which is good. Who will be joining the regatta.
It's just incredible to see now, because no one will ever understand the challenges that we went through with Kay and the team to make this program happen officially.
I can believe.
And it was there was many challenges, hurdles, loopholes to get through, but we did it. And look at what is happening.
But it's the recognition
now.
I think the club needs to really realise and take on board. You know, without the club, we couldn't do this, and we are really thankful to the club. And we do say that many times.
Yeah, well, it's great. Win-win for everybody. Just to close down what you did down in Australia, how many countries were participating?
There were 19 countries. There were 180 sailors. There were about 100 boats there.
And which country was out there in the orbit as being the most unique? Was there anybody from Kazakhstan or from Mauritius? Was there any...
Chile.
Chile, oh, right.
Chile and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay. Hawaii went. They can't wait to come back here if we hold something next year here, which I've spoken to Chan Riley about.
Chief, bringing some in sort of funding for these guys.
And that's going to be highly likely that that's
highly
going to happen.
Highly likely, yes.
We'll so what's the space?
Again, it'd be good for the club.
Okay. So just a couple of announcements to make. I guess we're looking at water sport development and we're trying to develop some more themes outside sailing per se. Those of you who've been down to the Garden Bar possibly, I know Rob, you were key to getting the OC1, which is the outrigger canoe, which is a bit like it. For those who don't know the boat, go down to the Garden Bar and have a look at it. It's a very long, skinny sort of surf ski, but it's got an armour for steadying itself. So if you're worried about the tipsy boat, don't be. You can go out there. We've got two paddles, one for slightly larger males or slightly larger females, and a regular paddle, so you can choose your paddle. It's early days yet, so we're only using one boat currently. But get out there and try this OC1. They're pretty fast, and if you can get yourself sort of confident enough to get involved in representing Hebe, then we're looking at trying to get involved in the paddling events with the Royal Hong Kong, ABC, Lama and the Lantau cruise as well. So that's very much on the calendar in one way or another. More defined is, we're talking, I think you said the 13th of May, Mr. Allen, which is the Dragon Boat Nationals for the Eastern
30th,
Division.
That's right.
Which is over in Sai Kung, which is a massive event, Kay.
Yes,
it's the waterfront all down the boardwalk of Sai Kung is heaving with people as the dragon boats are out there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And RTHK are there. It's not saying a hell of a lot, but there's a lot of local media there as well. Prizes, news views, interviews, and everything else. That dragon boat, if we can support it, which I think we're going to do a push to get this going.
Yeah.
Which is an 8-seater.
Yep.
And we've got Mr. Lai, who's next door to where the slipway is, where KU launch your sailability boats, who's providing a Thursday training coaching event, 2 hours on Thursdays. We've yet to harden that one up, but if we can get a team of eight or more, and we're going to press gang people, if that's not going to happen.
I think that would be so good.
It's going to be a great event, yeah. That's for sure. And, you know, wear the Hebe T-shirt with pride. Let's get out there. We're not looking... Well, we are looking to get a first, aren't we? Of course we do, because that's the Hebe mantra. Absolutely. You know, the first.
I'll ask any of our volunteers if they want to participate.
Yes, yeah. So we're looking at sailability, able, disabled crews, or you know, not normally able crews, so that's the way of saying it, and together making it mixed as well. So we can have boys and girls, ladies, gents, whatever.
Just need to create a pool of interested paddlers that are up for a social, just the paddling, that can come down once a week together, have a paddle, have a practice, and really just get some fitness going, get some social.
It's a fitness thing.
Get
it's
healthy
upper body strength. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a healthy.
And if we can get a team doing that for the next 3 to 6 weeks, then we can enter that team as the club dragon boat into the Sai Kung Dragon Boat Festival.
I went there with Nesbitt 70 years ago.
Let's make it happen, Hebe.
Amazing.
It'll be a first. And I was there last year, and talking to the other teams, where are you, Hebe? Well, this year, let's say we're going to be there.
We're there
in force, and let's give it our best shot. Yeah,
of it.
Okay, so that's listeners, then we're just revamping the OC1 promotion. It's down in the Dragon Bar, in the Garden Bar, and we've got the Dragon Boat. Let's get those teams together, ready for the competition on the 30th of May. We'll get some sailability crews as well as Hebe crews, and anybody who wants to get fit, get yourself down on that 8-seater, which is brilliant.
Love it.
New menu. What's happening there?
Yeah, I think it's just a new menu that's been created by the club, downsizing, just to help with the restructuring going forwards. So there's always some specials, chef specials each week, and you guys have been using it.
Yes, indeed. I was going to mention that because members who are going into the restaurant will notice two blackboards in the style of a British pub, and and somebody who's pretty good with chalk. Remember those days when you're at school scraping your nails down, thinking, "Oh God, yes, Cullen Skink."
It's haddock.
What is Cullen Skink?
It's a soup.
It's a soup.
It's a soup, and it's a haddock soup.
It's a haddock, is it? Yes, made from fish.
Something fishy.
Is it Scottish or is it northeast? Is it northeastern soup?
I think it's Scottish.
Is it? Yeah. It sounds better when it's said with a Geordie accent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we've got Cullen Skink for you. That comes in at a reasonable $80 on the board. Sweet and sour pork, that's $145. No, sorry, sweet and sour prawn, it's $145. And roasted Iberico pork chop at $190. So that's all there. And look at the chef's recommendations. I think it changes every week. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And there's a new menu that you'll be able to spot, which is a single piece flip side of menu.
Yes.
It's simple. We try to streamline back the F&B offerings, and I think you'll find it's pretty good. Come in and have a look. Prices have to go up a little bit in line with everything else, you know, what isn't going up nowadays.
Oh, well.
You know, be that as it may. So that new menu is quite good. And also, if you haven't been to the club for a bit, you would have noticed there has been a little bit of a change. We've got a lift going in, which hopefully will be completed by the end of this year with a bit of luck, if not before. And the new decking is going in as well. And that'll be pretty much in tandem.
You can wear high heels again.
You can wear your high heels, Mr. Allen.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you did.
So, kill everybody.
And in line with that, we got some plants. It's actually pretty good, and we're hoping
It looks really good.
It does look good.
Yeah. I think everything's been opened up, and it looks more homely. And
lots of good feedback from the members that have been coming down recently, that's for sure.
You know, the garden area is much nicer. I think it's a better place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still lots to do, but we're getting there.
Come on down and try it, Hebe members.
Yeah,
we want to see you back at the club.
It's got to be done. And then the other thing as well, whilst we're talking about the club and menus and the various sporting events that we've got, is we've just signed an agreement as a reciprocal to the VRC, the Victoria Recreation Club.
Yeah.
And that will allow us to use Emerald Bay. And if you don't know where that is, that's up towards the Outward Bound club.
Correct.
And also the Deepwater Bay, which is down there, the next bay to Repulse Bay.
Yeah.
So they're an ardent paddling club, which will hopefully develop our paddling. They've got a great bistro up there as well.
Great venue.
Simplified menu and a good venue as well, barbecues and everything else. They've got a beach cleaning event going on right next door, so hopefully you can get your boats up there too. And we're hoping that we can get a tri-challenge event.
Yes.
Which would be a sailing event, across to VRC, using their archery corridor. Do you see it? Was archery alley?
Archery or swimming?
Yeah. So the archery corridor is a Olympic alley, which the Hong Kong Archery Association, the Olympic Association, use every Thursday, apparently. And then we can try and marry in some of their paddling between the two clubs and make that, let's say, an annual event. So,
and I'm sure we can link this up with the Cruiser Sailors of Hebe. They can go over there for an overnight.
So that's another one.
Safe anchorage.
Nice.
They can sign for F&B.
Yeah.
And then they can come back, and that's a close club to.
It's a great holding ground.
Cruisers overnighting.
Yeah, if you want to drop your hook there.
Also with the AYP.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
Got a place to camp.
Yeah,
it's a really good venue. Great team over there. So yeah, another.
But
great
don't
decision.
Go on Fridays, Rob. Apparently,
don't go on Fridays. In May, we're going to bring back Friday night J80 sailing and racing.
Okay.
So watch this space. That was a popular program a couple of years ago, and we're looking to revitalise it. Get members of sailors back on a Friday night, and start the weekend off with a bang.
Okay. Now listen, I've got a technical question. If you've got a helming qualification for the keelboats,
yes,
is it dated? Does it run out? Has it got a sell-by date, or do you have to refresh it every year?
So are you talking about for the helm list to be approved
for the
skipper?
List. Yeah.
The helms list for the club is quite flexible. We have experienced skippers and sailors that have never taken a sailing course in their life.
Yeah.
So if you are not on the club's helm list and you want to hire a club J80, contact us with or without your certificate, and we'll help to get you onto that list and get out onto the boats, because these club boats are great to be using,
they
and summer's
good.
Coming, so get involved.
So get out there. Yeah, get out there. And Kate, women steering the course, what's happening there?
Well, that's running. I mean, we've had word with World Sailing. They've contacted us because we've been running this and be the fifth year this year, which is amazing. We've had amazing results with both the club, which Juliet has run it from that part, and I've continued to run it for Sailability. And we've been asked to do a webinar on the 28th of May, talking about how we've done what we've done over the years. And I think this is an amazing thing for Hebe again, through World Sailing. So when Juliet's back, we'll be talking more about how we put this together to do this. So that'll be at 5 p.m. We've got Mohan going out as well during that time. I think Juliet's running different things, but we're going to try and get more of Sailability kids involved in this as well.
Yeah.
With the Green Fleet that's running out of Shelter Cove.
So we'll fly that later on when we know a little bit more once we've hardened that up.
Yeah.
So it's 28th of May, 5 p.m.
That's for the webinar, but the whole of the Women's Sailing Festival will run from the 23rd of May, ending in a regatta day on the 1st of June.
Yeah, excellent.
So lots of different activities that week.
I think the club starts on the 25th, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've got the seminar, the Women's Corner with Heather and the team, and there's Taster Days, there's Race Management with Ingi and Bonnie, and then there's Friday night sailing. There's more Taster Days on the Saturday.
And volunteers required for that as well?
Yes.
They need volunteers.
Safety boats too.
They need safety boat drivers. Okay. Race management for the 1st of June.
Yeah. So lots going on.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a girly to join, is that correct?
No, you don't.
No. Okay.
I mean, what I'm really pleased about this year is that Mohan can take part in the yacht regatta.
Yeah.
Because we can have a man on board.
Oh.
Yes.
Need your skipper
even better.
So it could be not the skipper, it'll be the owner or somebody that's responsible for the boat, so we will have a female skipper. but the guy who owns a boat, and this will hope, or his representative, this will hopefully get more boats to take part.
Yeah, and Mohan's pedigree has been enhanced by the Four Peaks of last
yes.
The last Four Peaks. So if for those who are worried, for those who were worried about the boat, then don't be. Mohan is robust as it's a solid boat. Get out there and
yes.
get involved.
Excellent.
So, and Rob, we need to wash up now. We're coming up to
Open Day.
Yeah, yeah. Open Day is on the 3rd of May, so that's fully booked. That has been for a couple of months. And I think just to finish off with, just wishing the club a very happy Easter.
Yes.
We want to see you down back at the club. Summer's coming. Get your boats checked, sorted,
indeed.
Refueled. Get your sails checked, get them out, because we want to see you down at the club.
Come and see the new revitalised club.
We're getting there, aren't we?
Yes, we
slowly
are
being
there.
Revitalised, and
yes.
you will see changes
will
from
see changes.
Every aspect, including staff,
yes.
shape, size, everything else. The other thing I want to say just very quickly for the boat owners, we're coming into the Typhoon series, aren't we?
Yes.
So, a season. So, we're looking at make sure your lines are good, your mm-hmm. shackles are good, you're ready on your boats, and if you're not sure, then I'm sure Rob, even Kay with Mohan, mm-hmm. and Ty is the skipper on. Is Ty still the skipper on Mohan?
Partly. Ish, we've got Ransom, and we've got Dean from Royal Hong Kong as
yeah.
well.
Yeah,
but just members in general.
Members
going
in general,
away
then,
for the
yeah.
summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come and check
yeah.
and prep your boats.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
don't
if you're not available, get in touch with the club. We'll help.
Totally. Yeah, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
On that note, anything else from Kate?
No. See you next month. And as everybody says, come and see us.
See you Saturday.
Don't be a stranger.
All right. Well done. Thanks, Stu. Thanks, Kay. And go Hebe Haven.
Yeah, and go for it. Yacht Club of the Year.
Very good.